Let's let our Liberty County School Board Public Budget Hearing and Regular Meeting, Monday, September 11th, 2023, come to order. We're gonna start with a prayer and a pledge. Prayer by Mr. Petty, pledge by Mr. Flower.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for the opportunity to be out here to conduct our monthly school board meeting. Father, we pray for your divine wisdom and discernment making decisions. Thank you, God, for being our provider and helping us, Lord, to be able to meet our obligations. Father, we pray that you continue to bless us, help us to, Lord, to be able to further bless those that work for us, those that we teach, those that we take care of, Lord. And I pray, God, that you would be with all of our families. Thank you, Lord, for a smooth start of the school year. Father, we pray for your hand of protection, Lord, at all of our schools. We pray that we'd have no evil, Lord, come upon our children and staff, God. We love you. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve and to be in leadership. God, we take this very seriously, God. We thank you for the opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Budget hearing, item A. Need a motion to approve setting the final required local effort millage rate at 3.0320. Motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to approve setting the final discretionary operating millage rate at 0.7480. Do I have a motion?
Motion,
Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C. Need a motion to approve setting the final discretionary local capital improvement millage rate at 1.5000. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve resolution 23-03, includes all millage rates. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item E. Need a motion to approve resolution 23-04, adopt the final budget. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item F. Need a motion to approve annual financial report for 22-23 fiscal year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is public comments. I don't think we had any.
Yes, oh. I'll say something.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Superintendent Petty, members of the board. Thanks for the opportunity to address you this afternoon. I want to recognize the kids in the audience. Megan Geiger, she was able to make that tonight. We had a few others, but they have football practice and they're busy doing other things. These are why I'm here today, the children. They've always motivated me to do better and to be better. I also want to recognize their parents in the back. the one parent in the back. They get them to and from practices and tournaments, and I wouldn't be able to do this without them. Shortly, you'll be voting on whether or not to approve a wrestling team for Hosford Middle School, and I wanted you to see and hear what you will be voting on. I started forming a team in April and had immediate success. There have been as many as 10 kids at practice. There are currently 5 kids who are very committed to the team. You see one of them right there. They have already participated in multiple summer tournaments, and most, if not all of them, have placed in at least one. There also has been an increase in younger kids interested in wrestling, and Jason, the high school wrestling coach, and I are in the process of figuring out a way to get them involved as this sport continues to evolve and grow in Liberty County. One of those is my 6-year-old son. He's loving it. If you follow our Facebook page, Hosmer Middle School Wrestling, you've probably seen pictures of him, so I encourage you to do so. As with any sport, your desire is longevity and success. With the high school program already in place, the next logical step is the middle school program. To have kids ready when they get to high school and not trying to learn a brand new sport in ninth grade. This will provide both longevity and better prepare these kids for success. But we all understand winning isn't everything, and when you start this sport, you will find out that winning doesn't come easy. I'm new to this sport, and I'm learning along with these kids. And one thing I've found out is that the wrestling community is amazing. I invite you all to come to a tournament and experience this atmosphere. I believe Mr. Kyle has been to a couple before. The support you receive from other schools, parents, and other wrestlers is amazing. Not only are these kids getting into the best shape of their lives physically, but the life lessons they are learning and the friendships they are making can't be measured by wins and losses. I appreciate the time I was given. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask. Go Panthers. See you on the mat.
Thank you, Mr. Curry.
Thank you.
All right, moving on, right along to item number four, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty.
All right. Thank you for that, Mr. Backlund. Couple things here. We have AC back up here now. We have a portable chiller that's in the back that will be here indefinitely. Hopefully by the end of the fall when we get some units that are already been ordered, and we're just waiting on that. So it's made a difference. I want to thank our staff up here, especially those in the middle part, which is finance, Jeff, Lynn, Jeannie. They suffered the most because you couldn't get window units on the side. I can't tell you how grateful I am to their. It's been a hot summer, still hot, but it has really been a hot summer, and I'm so grateful for them. And so it's now. If you say the word "I'm cold up here," we growl at you. It was so hot, so we tried not to do that. I caught one staff member with a jacket on today, and I said, what is this? But anyway, we're very grateful. To kind of piggyback, I want to thank, on top of that, the finance staff. Melanie has worked tirelessly, the whole staff, but especially her and Lisa right beside her. All summer, we take Fridays off. We work longer days, Monday through Thursday. They've worked, I do believe, every Friday this summer and Saturday to get the budget ready, and I can't thank them enough. This is kind of a little bit of a finish line for Melanie and her staff, and I know it's been trying. I know it's been tough, and then have to endure the heat on top of that has just really added more stress. And I want to thank them profusely for everything they've done. So I just want to throw that in there as well. They've done a phenomenal job. Early release day this Wednesday. Number three, District Advisory Council will meet Thursday, 9:30, in here in the boardroom. I'd love to have you if you've never been to a District Advisory Council meeting. We have students here, time to hear from them. We have parents, we have community members. It's a really neat thing to kind of give them an opportunity to talk to us and our leadership. And it's led by community folks, so it's really good. I think Miss Becky Schuler is our president of our DAC, so if you got time to come out there, it usually lasts about an hour. So we'd love to have you if you're available. This past Wednesday, at the request of Warden Walt Summers at LCI, the district provided the new school bus to provide 77 staff members to the Region 1 Legislative Luncheon at Jackson CI. This was a huge event. They said they had parking issues up there, didn't have enough room, but wound up having a whole football field up there that could have parked people. But they did that. Some of the other districts provided school buses. The prison's been really good to us throughout the years. I can tell you, they just have. And we want to continue that relationship. It was a joy to serve. Kevin drove, so I want to thank Kevin for driving. Had the best pork chop I think I've ever eaten in my life there. The sucker was an inch and a half thick. They fed us well, and it was really good. We got to see some legislators there, and so it was really good. A guy who's the assistant secretary for corrections, some of y'all may know, is Comerford, Richard Comerford. He was at LCI for a long time. Got to speak with him, and so anyway, it was a good day by all. I'll leave tomorrow to go to the FADS meeting for the Fall Leadership Conference. I'll be there the rest of the week in Orlando. I sent out guidance in my morning message, Monday message this morning. I obviously have my phone. I can step away if you need me. Just be patient with me. I may need to get somewhere where I can talk. But if you need immediate assistance, Jeff will be here in my stead. If you need somebody, need to come see somebody for immediate assistance. Pre-K screenings will be at the district office this Wednesday. They'll do those in the lunchroom. If you wanna see some, just a joy to have little kids out here. It is incredible because these kids are for the first time going through some screenings, and it is precious to see those kids. I like going down there, and it's just a neat thing. And it's for Calhoun and Liberty for early learning. So if you want to catch some of that, they'll be doing that on Wednesday. The monthly meeting of the PAC board, obviously the PAC board is all the superintendents that make up the districts that make up PAC. We usually have those meeting in Chipley, but we do have them in certain school districts, and we have been the last couple years, or at least 1 year, we've had it here. So we're going to host that meeting on September the 20th. That'll be a Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. Those meetings usually get through within an hour, hour and a half usually tops. And going to some of the other districts, their culinary programs, we've done this at Walton, Chipley, Bluntstown, and Alpha. Their culinary class prepares the meal. Now, PAC pays for all the food, but they prepare the meal. So I asked Shelley back, I guess when the teachers returned back in the first of August, I said, look, we're going to host this meeting. Would you like the culinary class to cook a meal? I don't know what they're cooking. I'm sure it'll be good, but they're going to provide a meal for us. So if you'd like to come eat, we'd sure like to have you. And you're welcome to stay for the meeting and the lunch, whatever you want to do. Typically, sometimes after that, I shared at our principal meeting this morning, the principals like to, the superintendents sometimes like to visit your schools. If they're over here, they'll, hey, can I go by your high school? I'd like to see you in high school. So we always tell them to be ready to give a quick tour on those days. Number 8, Rex Lumber will be at LCHS on September 25th for a presentation. They do a wonderful job talking about what they do and the scholarships and the school-to-work type programs they have. They're a phenomenal partner with our school district. They'll be here. They usually do that in the gym. If you've not seen that, I would encourage you to come as well. Our Liberty County delegation meeting has been set for Friday, October the 6th at 10:30 a.m. at the Civic Center, and they will be doing a meal afterwards. Now, kind of bumped down to 13. That's also homecoming day, so I know we usually have a parade sometime a little after lunch, maybe 1:30. So hopefully those won't conflict, but that time's been set. Even if we don't eat with them, we've been invited to eat with them. I think the county commission is doing a meal, so they've invited us to come eat with them as well. Just a couple games that are of great importance coming up. Toller Hosford Volleyball. If you want to see the future of the high school volleyball, you don't have to look no further than those middle schools. We got best two teams around. Toller, they'll play at Toller this Friday at 1, and then Hosford on September 29th at 1 p.m. JV football game tonight, the only home game. They only had 3 games scheduled. They play Bluntstown, I believe, tonight at 7, and I'll be over there calling that game. Number 12, home volleyball game against Bluntstown on Thursday. JV starts 6, varsity 7. That'll be a big game. It looks like we both beat Snead, so the battle's going to be between the river. So we got to show up with our A game. And then LCHS homecoming, this will be before our next board meeting, is October 6th. As I mentioned before, we play WeWalt 7. And I'm sure more information will be coming out about Spirit Week and all those things. So they always do a wonderful job at the high school preparing for that. But anyway, thank y'all for supporting every part of our district. It's a blessing. We've had a great start to school, smooth start, and I thank everybody. We got every position filled, and I'm just very tickled at what's going on in the schools. They're doing a really good job.
All right, moving right along to item 5, addition correction to the agenda. Need a motion to approve additions, correction?
Mr. Chairman. Kyle Rogers is here.
Oh, yeah.
Can we let him?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about it.
Can we speak to the mic? People watching?
If that would be great. Sorry, I should have.
No, yes.
You got to tell me how much detail you want. Does anybody know anything about what we've been talking about?
I've talked to a few, but if you'll just kind of give us a broad overview of our meetings and
so
all.
So the reason that I'm here, let me all know we've got a little bit of funding for the girls softball. I think we're all excited about that. We've got a floor plan and a conceptual idea of what we're going to build down there. So Mr. Williams and I and part of our team have been working together to put some pricing together for this and trying to get it kicked into play. We're going to start out there this week just doing some preliminary stuff, just getting some fine-tuned stuff. But we had a meeting last week. I think funding is in line. The numbers that we've got are in line. We've got luckily maybe a little bit of money to do some stuff outside of what we've talked about just to make that whole part of the sports complex even better. So, you know, Culpepper's excited to be a part of it, just like anything else we do here in the district. We're going to move forward with energy, and we've got a new hire here some of y'all probably know, so he's going to be around helping us with that, and we're just excited to get started on it, excited to fill that block up. We got little things happening kind of all over the place, but we just look forward to enhancing that softball facility out there best we can. Any details y'all want to, we talk about whatever y'all want to talk about. Kyle.
So Ms. Jody had talked about a press box. We had talked this afternoon. I had called you on that.
Kevin and I have been really focused on the field house because it's the bigger part of this whole deal. And I think we've got what we want. We've got what, you know, Ms. Sewell's been a part of, Coach Sewell's been a part of it, everybody's been a part of it. We've got, you know, the field house and the bleachers. We've got all that figured out. Kevin's got some great ideas on what to do with that press box. It'll be a little bit different than baseball. I think we're looking to maybe put it to the side and have it kind of stand alone. So that part's not exactly finalized yet, but it is part of the master plan to make that whole thing come together. So I'm excited about it. I think we've got enough time to do what we need to do between now and then. You're going to start seeing some activity over there, some dumpsters, some people working, you know, so for me, it's exciting. I like building stuff, you know that. So I'm just glad we were able to secure a little bit of funding and just chip away at what we can, finish up the sports stuff over here.
Good deal.
We ready for you to get it done.
I know you are, but I'm ready.
How do you foresee it being done by?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yeah. And so y'all know, I mean, I can go and talk to whoever we want to talk to about some contracting. So, you know, I've gone to the people who have helped us when we needed the help. I've got the Mason that did the high school. I mean, I've got subs that can come in and get it done. I think that's the key right now. You know, just to be real frank, they're not going to be the cheapest guy, but, you know, I don't want to get in a situation where we're not ready by softball. Those girls are going to be out there in February. You know, I know my wife, I know when she stops coming home in the evening, I know softball season started. So I very much want to spearhead this thing as quick as possible and, you know, get it coming out of the ground so we can get it done. You know, I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but there's nothing going on our end, there's nothing that's going to slow us down. I think we've got all the details worked out. We're just going to press forward as much as possible to get it completed. Right. We got the water and the sewer. I mean, we got it because we've got the restrooms that are already there. So we're going to, you know, we've got the infrastructure that we need. The power's in the little building next door. So I feel like we're kind of ahead in that sense to where if we can build this thing and then kind of flip the switch and move folks over there. So.
And this is this a reimbursement? Is this
yes.
A, okay.
Yes.
So we get it. We spend it.
Yep.
Okay.
That being said, we spend every bit of it to get reimbursed. If we don't spend it all, then we don't get the extra money.
I think we've got enough things that we talked about to get to that point. We just want to maybe, and what we've done is kind of prioritize the field house and then some of the big stuff that we know we got to get done. We got to get that set of bleachers put back up in. We got to, and then we get to the final stages, and then some of the low hanging fruit we can, like Kip said, we can get that done with the money we got left, and use it up. We got it. We need to use it. We need to take full advantage of that. So that's the plan. We'll be around. We'll be in and out. We got some stuff going on in another district. It's my second favorite district, so. Our priorities are going to be right here for the rest of the time until that gets done.
So, what do we? My question is, Ms. Finance person up here talking about everything. I know we got them under a small private contract, but do we need to get board approval from them to start, or how do we do that? I mean, sooner we start, you know, we should start tomorrow.
And I got folks coming tomorrow. I know what you're saying. I do have some folks coming tomorrow to help me with some visual stuff in the field, just kind of.
So we've already approved a contract for them.
Yeah, right.
So
do we need to tell them they can build that field house?
I think what we have in place right now is a continuing contract.
It is.
We have a number value to it. What we normally do in a situation like this is we would make an amendment to that contract. and make this a scope of work in that amendment and attach a price to it. You know, we do that however you want to do that, but it just quantifies what it is we're going to do for work. We're going to do this particular part of the project.
Do you require notice to proceed?
We may, Ms. Robin may do it. Usually you don't do it. You only do a notice to proceed if it's a private job, because you can't place a lien on a public job, and normally that notice to proceed is what gets you into that.
I just remember when we did the high school, we, you know.
No, there wasn't a notice to proceed. Any public job.
They actually got the contract to do it. They were awarded that contract. So this is, that was bid out. This is, to help her, this is just not bid out.
That's right.
We got to give somebody direction to do what? That's Kevin's opinion to help her.
So normally if it's under a continuing services contract, you'll have a task order. You'll bring the task order to the board, and the board would approve the task order. I can look at the continuing services contract to make sure, but you're not really amending the contract, you're approving a task under.
Right, yes, ma'am.
And that's the authority to pay them by, the task order?
Yeah, and so the task order would have the scope of work.
Right.
Usually like an estimate or a not to exceed.
That's right.
And that always, because I was on board, and that would come before the board to pay to do that.
So we would have a scope of work and then an evaluation with that scope of work. Just something to earmark, okay, this is what we're doing, and you know this is how much that we're telling you it's going to cost, basically, what it is. Just formalizes that project as a project, just like she said. I don't know that has to be done for us to go out there and start digging. It's just a formality we need to have in place as we move forward. I feel like it's probably the best way to say that. I don't need it to go out there and get going as much as we just need to make sure if that's a step we need to take. And it's probably my step is next, giving you a GMP or a, you know, whatever, however we want to call it, something to formulate that task order and give you something to approve.
My whole thing is I've been waiting on us to do this. We can't waste a minute here. It's not going to be finished.
No, we're going.
What would be the mechanism? It's a contract. So,
right. So I'd like to see the contract, but if you could just put together a scope of work.
Yeah,
estimated cost.
I
mean, what could happen is it has to be done before the next board meeting. The board chair could authorize it, and you could ratify it at the next meeting.
We need to have another meeting probably within a week and a half. Kevin and Jeff and I met on something. We've already discussed that. We can do that.
But I can do it on my end.
I was under the understanding that because that's why we went through the RFQ process, they won that. We awarded them their.
That helps.
They do our.
Tremendously, but I think we still have to be. You have to put a specific earmark on that particular.
You still want to put a dollar amount on it. You don't want to turn them loose and say, you know, build this and it be $2 million.
It shouldn't
be
proceed until the task order.
There's only $475.
So it should not proceed until the task order is approved. So if you want to prepare it and send it, and you can send it to me, I'd be happy to look at it along with the continuing contract.
I want to protect all of us.
Yeah.
You know.
That's fine. The same thing we did on the football thing.
Okay.
I think is something similar to that. So I think we're good. That's no problem.
They're going to do way more than they're going to charge us for. I understand that, but for her sake, the auditor look at it. I know Mr. Joe's big on that. It needs to be done right.
Well, you have to have a mechanism. You have to have a contract. You have to have the continuing. That's just like a blanket.
That's right.
And then the task order.
Right. It helps in this situation. It gets us past y'all having to put it out on the streets and all that. It fast forwards it for sure.
Yeah.
But I could do that on my part.
You sub out. That's your. You know.
That's right.
Now, will when you with the tax credit? I'm just asking. I'm probably getting a little too deep here. But our tax exempt. When you sub it, we will
do it on the items that are cost enough to do it. Okay. So normally on most districts we wouldn't try to capture tax savings on anything less than say $5,000. Now in this situation we'll probably step that down some. Just the amount of people it takes in that process, sometimes the tax savings, I mean you can do the math. It's small.
Yeah.
Not that it's not important. I'm a big tax savings person. I'm all about it. So.
But we used to do with the Department of Health. When we had our construction folks designing construction, what they would do is basically send purchase orders to us, and we would get the tax. We'd buy the product,
right,
basically,
right.
And then give it to the sub. to do, and it's a tax saving, so.
That's right. The district not having to incur those taxes.
We did that on the high school.
We did. You can, if you're on a big job, 1 to 1.5%, you know, it's getting harder to do, but it's, that's, so you can do the math. I mean, it's a savings for sure.
I understand. Anything we can save, you know.
Say a savings or go to something else.
Go to something else.
I'll get Ms. Shuler the agreement that we have with y'all, and then we'll.
You get that, and I'll work on the other side of it, the task force.
We knew that, we can get that done.
I'll put it in AIA, so it looks just like everything else.
That'd be good.
Okay. We good?
Good job, Tom.
Thank you, buddy.
Get what to you? The task force?
Yeah.
I'll work on it tomorrow. It won't take long. We got a blanket. I mean, it's an AIA document. We just go in there and edit some stuff, put them out, put it to work. Nothing too intense. It's just, like I said, just formality. We've done a bunch of them here so far, so. All right.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Charlie.
Good job.
It's been a joy. Charlie's been at all of our meetings, so I appreciate him.
Charlie's been a part of it. He's getting his feet wet with it. He's been up in Grand Ridge a piece, so he's gonna be our local liaison. Y'all know how to get a hold of him, you can get a hold of me.
We need to get his phone number to make calls.
You sit next to it on, so he got it.
Or I know how to get up with him.
Y'all, thank you, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good one, guys.
Moving right along to item five. Item eight, need a motion to approve additions, corrections to the consent item eight, B, D, E, and F. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve addition, corrections to action item nine, A. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve adding emergency item 11, A, B, C, D, and E. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve addition and corrections to emergency item 11, D. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item six, need a motion to approve agenda for September 11th, 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item seven, need a motion to approve August 8th, 2023 regular meeting minutes. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item eight, consent item. Need a motion to approve the following August 2023 financial report and transaction, principal report, financial statement, budget amendments, bills and payrolls, and we got some budget amendments here, 4100-01, 42-0001, 44030-01, 4450-01. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, need a motion to approve September 2023 personnel consent table with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve September 2023 out of field teachers. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve September 2023 updated sub list with additions and correction. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E, need a motion to approve September 2023 update supplement list with additions and correction. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item F, need a motion to approve 2023-24 updated salary schedule with additions and correction. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item nine. Need a motion to approve 2020 through 2023 instructional contract agreement with addition and correction. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve active assailant crisis management plan for 23-24 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, need a motion, memorandum of understanding between the Boys and Girls Club of Tula Rasa and the District School Board of Liberty County to allow the BGCTR to operate an after-school program in Liberty County beginning on August the 2023 through the end of the end on the last day of school, July the 2024. I have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second,
Ms. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve after-school academic personnel consent table effective 8th to 28th to 23 through the 7th to 31st to 24 to be paid from grant 1211H. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E, need a motion to approve McKinney-Bento personnel consent table effective 8th to 17th to 23 through the 5th to 30th to 24 to be paid from grant 1221B. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item F, need a motion to approve Title IV, Part A, Student Support and Academic Enrichment FDOE Project Award Notification for Program Period of 7-1-23 through the 6th to 30th of 24. I have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G, need a motion to create and advertise one certified reading teacher position to be paid from 1211H, ESSER 3. At the beginning, teachers pay up to 20 hours a week, beginning October the 2nd, 23, and ending May the 3rd, 24. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Flowers, any discussion?
Where will this teacher be at? Roaming around?
This was from a grant that Mandy,
ESSER grant.
Yes, for ESSER to support literacy interventions. And I think at this point she may be looking at it, but I think this is one that's going to be specifically on the COLA for up to 20 hours a week. So it's a part-time position, but something where someone can come out and assist in some of those.
Pull small groups, do whatever.
But it's, right now it's going to be pertaining just to COLA. It's not going to move.
At the moment, I think she had to look at some other things, but right now, yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item H, need a motion to approve a consulting agreement between Liberty County School District and Donna Spartan, PhD, to provide school and teacher support science and other areas as requested during the 2023-24 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item I, need a motion to approve PAEC reading endorsement matrix. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morse, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item J, need a motion to approve Title I, Part A, improving the academic achievement of the disadvantaged FDOE project award notification for program period of 7, the 1st to 22, through the 6th to 30th to 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary, any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, that budget amendment is for the 22-23 year, as you just read. We received it on August the 28th, and the final report was due and submitted by August the 20th. those are Title I funds, and they will roll forward into the next year.
Yes, ma'am. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item 10, board policy items. Item A, need a motion to approve first reading of Liberty County School Board Policy Update, Volume 24, Number 1, JS. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next item 11, emergency items. Item A, need a motion to approve drop request of Bess Rebel, W.R. Tola Guidance Counselor, effective August 1st, 2023, with the option of terminating at any time before the final date of July the 31st of 2031. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Singletary, second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item B, need a motion to approve 2023 through 2024 security assessment presentation by Ricky Sampson, Liberty County School Board Safety and Security Specialist. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morse, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Can we let Ricky do that now and just kind of talk a little bit about that? Ricky, go ahead.
Yeah, on that form, y'all should have a copy of that form. This was a FSAT after I do my FSAT evaluations on each school. These are not stuff that we're not by policy. We're up to policy on all our safety enhancements so far. This is just kind of like a wish list or a roadmap for where we want to go. So far this year, kind of prioritizing what I think, and if y'all have anything extra that y'all want to put into it, you know, you can usually get $42,000 a year grant money through Austin State Schools. I'll put in for that in December. So we got from now to December to kind of decide what we want to do. But a couple of the items that I kind of thought we can kind of try to put on the forefront this year is we did a little test run of some bait sensors down at Tolbert. Our contractor that does all our computer work and stuff, that our camera stuff, has graciously installed them and let us use them for free to see how we like them. They seem to be working out pretty well. The ones that he's gave us don't only do vapes, they're gun detections, loud noise detections. If you have a fight or something in the bathroom and it's an over a dB decibel level of in a bathroom, it automatically will. We got it set up right now to where it sends a email and a text message to the SRO and the principal and the vice principal at the school so they can respond to the bathrooms. I would like to be able to put all those in to all the schools. We've got a preliminary number on what it would take to do it. He's saying that he could probably put them throughout the district for about 15 grand, I think was the number he gave us. So I'm going to try to move forward and put that into our hardening grant for this year. I have checked on it. We can buy vape sensors out of the hardening grant because it has to be attached to a building. I've already checked that we can do it. So that would be one thing that I would like to do throughout the district. I would like to repair the electronic gates at Toller. They're there. We're going to try to repair them so we can close those back ones off. If not, we're just going to go down there and take the chains off of them and pull them closed when we want to close the lock on the chain and the padlock. Mr. Petty talked about wanting to do that. We got some stuff on here that's way above what we're going to be able to do, but we can hold this money that we get for 3 years. I can add it all together for 3 years. So some of these bigger projects like you see, like code access for all your exterior doors and stuff like that, that costs a lot more money. If we decide that we want to do those in the future, I want to get these little things knocked off the list first, but then once we get those knocked off for those big things, we can group that money for 3 years. And if they continue to give us 40, then we can group it and get $120,000 to spend it all at one time. So that's kind of the avenue I want to go. If anything on the list y'all see that y'all want to move to the forefront, please let me know. I'll move it up on the priority list and we'll put it in on the grant and try to get it all done this year. Like I say, on this list, there's about probably 10, 15 things that I'm going to try to get accomplished next summer. We don't usually get our money until May. Once our money's here in May, then that gives me all summer next year to get contractors into the school. So I'll have to take contractors in while school's going, I'll have to grow up the school. So that's kind of the direction we're going. If y'all want me to go in any other direction, please let me know. I'll go whichever direction y'all want me to go.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask a question, Ricky? Is there any other grants that you could get for safety? Just seems like there should be.
There's a couple grants out there through the federal government now that I'm looking into. They just sent me some information last week. I got to dig a little bit deeper into it to see just how specific it is. They've actually just recognized in my last safety conference that I went to, they've recognized that your rural counties are in more need than your bigger counties, because bigger counties have a lot bigger tax base anyway. Mm-hmm. So they're giving us more money. We actually just got another grant from the state. They're gonna give us money. Mr. Petty just signed off on the paperwork today to get more money to do actually digital mapping of all the schools that we can give to the police department, sheriff's department. They can put it on their 911 center and have a digital outlay. So hopefully the first round of that's gonna be 14 grand. Hopefully we'll get another 10 grand on top of that, be able to digitally map all our schools.
Awesome.
So anything like that that comes along, I'm trying to grab it as quick as I possibly can so that we can put as much as we can into this.
Yeah.
Like I've told everybody at schools, encouraged to say it 100 times, we're gonna take this list, we're gonna baby step it as best we can, we're gonna prioritize it as best we can. The most important things, we're gonna move to the top. When we get those knocked out, we're just gonna keep working down the list until we make this thing really, really good. I'm very, very pleased with the direction we've been going. I'm pleased with the buy-in that I've got from the schools. This year, Mr. Petty can tell you, we've walked around continuously. Doors are being locked, kids are being where they're supposed to be, there's not as much open movement in the schools. Things are getting a lot better, and we're really, really pleased in the direction that we're going for our safety.
Mr. Petty, you know, safety's is for, I'm sure it is for almost everybody in here. What kind of price tag are we talking about to do these wish lists? Do we have any idea yet? I mean, I'm thinking LBR.
Yeah, I think it could be.
We're not getting
the state. So this is one of the things that, we'll if we have any DOE folks, which they will be at our conference this week, before they talk about fast scores, mm-hmm. anything, it's school safety. Problem is they don't. It's one of those things. You know, we need y'all to be safe, but they don't put the. Everything costs money.
Unfunded mandates.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to say it, but that's what
it's
it
okay.
is. But so you know, Ricky's done very good at taking that $40,000+ a year and making it go longer. Their big emphasis right now on money is the Guardian program. Until every county does it, they're still throwing that out there at $100,000 a pop. And one of the things they told us for the schools that don't do it, that leftover money, they would help divvy that out to those who did do it. I think I don't know that you'll ever get 100% participation from all the counties, but most of them obviously are, well in the 50s out of the 67. Once you start seeing them do that, I think they'll start taking some of that money and allocating for some other things. But
and we were real good at the Guardian program this year. As y'all know, we implemented the Guardian program. We got it up started. We got the initial $100,000 to start the program. Then we was able to go back and divvy again. They give us another $96,000. So we're actually going to get it part of it here already. We're going to set it up here in the district office to begin with. But it's a full digital simulator. Firing simulator with the guns and the whole nine yards, so we can actually go in and create different scenarios and actually train our guardians on an actual simulator here at the district.
Once the new sheriff's office is built, they'll house it there. I told them, you absolutely keep it here. We want to use it.
Right.
The good thing, what Ricky got for the grant for the digital mapping, they can enter that in there, and so we'll say we're coming down Liberty County High School hallway, we're coming down Hosford's hallway, Toller's. And all that's mapped out there, so you actually can create some real-world scenarios of classrooms, spots that might be challenges, you know, for SROs and our guardian folks. But they're generous with that, so we was able to get it. And again, it all goes to the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office gets it, but it's a DOE grant.
And we're growing. I mean, we're growing every day. We're getting better every single day. Sunday. So that's my main goal. And like I say, if y'all want me to go in any different direction, please let me know. If you're not happy about what direction I'm going or what I'm doing, please let me know. I welcome all feedback, and I just want to carry the district into a better direction.
Well, we all thank you, I'm sure. Yeah. You've done a great job. And putting this list together just shows us what your top priorities are. And we need to take care of it. This is safety we're talking about, I know we do LBRs for a lot of things, and I think, again, we'll get some attention. We add that word to it. And, if you can get a grant and look for grants and get more money toward it, let's put some more money toward it.
We'll do everything we can do.
Thank you, Ricky.
Thank you, buddy. All right, we're done. Got a motion second on item B here. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C. Need a motion to approve freezing supervisor of finance position. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve the following revised updated job description with additions and corrections. Physical assistant payroll, physical assistant property manager. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Again, I'm going to slip the air out of the room, but thank you, Melanie, for talking to me today and explaining some of the KSAs to me and moving some things around, just making sure that we're audit proof, that kind of thing. But thank you again for taking care of that for me.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item E. Need a motion to approve creating a Hosford Middle School wrestling team. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second,
Ms. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving along, item 12, board member items. Mr. Flowers.
I think I'm good.
Ms. Gody.
I'm good. Thank you.
I'd just like to say thank you for the couple donations we got to get us a cook shed there at the concession stand. Thank Mr. Kevin Williams for getting lights on it for us. Me and the sheriff and Gerald Barber, we was cooking the high cotton there Friday night. We thank everybody. Thank you, Ms. Miller, for the hard job y'all do. And another thing, we got a fundraiser Friday at the Bristol Boat Landing for Amanda Fowler and her two girls. Appreciate it. Y'all come out and support it.
And they've got a fund set up.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they got, yes.
Centennial Bank.
Yes, sir.
If you'd like to donate as well there.
All right, Mr. Jason. Mr. Morris.
I'm good.
Closing comments. Item 14, we need a motion adjourned. Motion?
Motion.
Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Meeting now adjourned. Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.